Today's shiur is Masech to Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Unculus bar Clunculus bar Achte de Titus. Unculus was the nephew of Titus. Have a boy Ligiuri, and he wanted to become a ger. Ozel asked the Titus bin Negida, but he wanted to hear when the Titus, his uncle, who was already dead, had to say from the Olam Ha'emes. So he brought him up with some sort of kishuf. Amle man chasher bahu alma, who is considered prominent in the Olam Ha'emes? Amle Yisrael. So he responded, Klal Yisrael. So Unklus asks him, Malud buki bahu, should I join Klal Yisrael? Amle milayin nefishin v'le matzus lo kumanayu. Klal Yisrael have many mitzvahs and averis, and it's difficult to fulfill them. Rather, what he tells him to do is zil agri behu alma, attack them in this world for havas reisha, and that will help you gain prominence. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, hayutzaleh l'roish kol ameitz l'Yisrael, whoever attacks Klal Yisrael nasaroish, becomes prominent. And the question is why. So I saw a number of terutzim in the mefarshim. One pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want Klal Yisrael to fall in the hands of an Ummah Shvela, of a low nation. So he specially creates a situation that they fall in the hands of a great nation. Another pshat that I saw is that this nation that persecutes Klal Yisrael is the nation that's causing that Klal Yisrael ultimately does tshuva. So in reward for causing the Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, they gain prominence. Another pshat is that we know that everybody, all human beings, have bechira, have the choice to do the right thing or the wrong thing. So if this nation, which is destined to persecute Klal Yisrael, has the bechira, they may choose not to persecute Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it fit at this time that Klal Yisrael should be persecuted. The pasuk says, "Lev melachim v'sorim b'yad Hashem." The hearts of kings are in the hands of Hashem. So therefore, a king doesn't really have his own independent bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to control what he does, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Klal Yisrael in the hands of these kings who he controls, and when he decides that Klal Yisrael should be persecuted, that's what happens to Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Amalei, Dina Dahu Gavra B'mai. So he says, what is your punishment? What is the punishment you're receiving in the Olam Ha'emes? Unculus asks Titus. Amalei so responds it, B'mai the Pasuk Anafshi. Exactly what I requested, as we learned in the end of the previous year. Every day my ashes are gathered together and I'm judged. And then I'm burnt and my ashes are scattered over the seven seas. And the Michtav Melior of Eliyahu Desla makes a very interesting observation as we learn our Gemara. Here we have Titus is already in the Olam Ha'emes, and he already sees the truth and how he's being punished. But his riches, his hatred to Klal Yisrael, and his terrible attitude don't change, even in Gehenna. So also ask Ele Bilam v'Negida. So then he brings up Bilam to the Olam Ha'emes. And as again the Mefarshim say, he wanted to bring up three different people, because three people represent a Bezdin. Amalei man chasher bahu alma, who is prominent in the Olam Ha'emes. Amalei Yisrael. So it says, Malud b'kbehe, should I connect myself to Klal Yisrael? Amalei, so Bilam responds to him, Lo sidroish shloima v'tayvasim kol hayoimim. Don't have anything to do with them. I saw that Mefarshim explained what he meant to say was that don't be bad to Klal Yisrael. Just be good to Klal Yisrael. For the Mefarshim explained, many of the tzaris that have befallen Klal Yisrael in our history is when we had it too good. And that's what he was saying. Don't treat them very well, and if you will treat them very well, then they will act inappropriately and be unfortunately punished. And then he asked them, Amalei Dina Dai Gavra B'mai, what is your punishment in the Olam HaEmes? So he answered, Amalei B'Shichva Zara Reisachas, I am judged in boiling semen. Why Shichva Zara? Because as we know, Bilam did many Averis that were collected to Shichva Zara. He had relations with his donkey, and also, as the Gemara, as we noted, he said he gave the Bnei Smoyav, he told them to do Znus with Klai Yisrael, because he knew that that would cause the downfall of Klai Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Ozo ask him in the Gideon of Pashi Yisrael. So then he brings up Pashi Yisrael. Amalei Ma Choshev Ahu Alma, who was Choshev in the Olam HaEmes, Amalei Yisrael. Again, he asks the Malad, should I connect myself to them? Look only for their benefit, not for their harm. Because whoever harms Klai Yisrael is like harming his own eye. Klai Yisrael are considered the eye of the world, for Klai Yisrael represent the vision of the world. What is your judgment in the Olam HaEmes? Amalei B'tzayir Resachas. Boiling waste. Damamar, kala malag divrei chachamim, nidin b'tzayir resachas. So Pashup Shad in the Gemara is, it's a terrible, horrible punishment, because the person did a terrible aveira. This terrible aveira that he ridiculed divrei chazal. Chassam Sofer explains as follows. He says, what does waste represent? He says, waste represents the excess that there is in the body. Says the Chassam Sofer. The Gemara says that what was the Aveira of the Pashi Yisrael? The Aveira of the Pashi Yisrael is that they don't respect what Chazal say. They say that what Chazal say is excessive. So they're punished in what represents excessive waste. Says the Gemara, makes the Gemara comment, Tochazi, man be Pashi Yisrael, le Nevi'u Umas Oilem. The difference between the Pashi Yisrael and the Nevi'u Umas Oilem, Ovdei Vedazara, they even in Gehenim still ridicule Klal Yisrael, whereas the Pashi Yisrael do tshuva. Mefarsh also explained that he specifically asked for these three people because they represent the three most serious aveiros. Titus murdered many people, Shpichas Damim. Bilam, as we explained, was Gilui Arayis. And the Pashi Yisrael, who don't have the proper respect for Divrei Chazal, is a form of Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Amar Beleza. Look how terrible it is to embarrass someone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Barkamtsa because he was embarrassed. All emanating because Barkamtsa was embarrassed. And the morale explains. It says, and we need to understand why when the Gemara wants to teach us how terrible it is to embarrass someone else, does the Gemara use the words Hamalbin Pnei Chaveroi? So he explains that the ponim, the face of a person, represents the Tzel Malakim, as it says in Parashas Bereishis. So what the Torah, what the Gemara is teaching us is that when you're embarrassing someone, you're embarrassing the Tzelem Elokim. Hamabim Pnei Chaveroi is the Tzelem Elokim. Similarly, the Beis HaMikdash, which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechinah's presence in this world, the same thing, by you embarrassing and hurting the Tzelem Elokim, you cause that the representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the Beis HaMikdash, should be destroyed. Says the Gemara, the city of Tarmalka was destroyed because of chickens. Says the Gemara, the Avin Higi, their custom was, as a chosin and kala would approach the chuppah, they would take out a chicken and a hen, a rooster and a hen, to walk with them down the chuppah. What does this represent? So Mefarshim say, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bless Behemoth and Chayis that they should be Puruvu, that they should multiply when he created them. But he did say Puruvu after the creation of birds and fish. Therefore, birds are connected to the bracha Purur Vu, which we are giving this couple as they get married. Another pshat is that the Gemara says that Maram Sechta Shabbos says that when Mashiach comes, women will have children every day. So the Gemara says that how do we know that such a thing is possible? Because in this world, a hen is able to lay an egg every day. So chickens represent ribui, multiplication on the greatest extent. And that's the bracha we give this chas mekala as they get married, that they should multiply. But then I saw from the Gra another pshat. He says, in the Perek Shira, it says, Tanagolus Maiho Emeris. What is the Shira of the Tanagolus? Noisein Lechem L'chobosar. And he quotes a Medrash. He says, the way a Tanagol, the way a chicken raises its chicks, is that when the chicks are born, it does everything. It collects the food to feed those young chickens. But then, as the chicken matures, its parents send it out and they say, now you're on your own and you have to start bringing in your own food and raising your own family. And that's what a parent tells his child as he takes him down to the chuppah. Until now, you lived in my home and I supported you, and now it's the time, like the chicken who sends the chick away from its family, I'm sending you to begin your own family. So they had this meaning that they would take the chicken and kala down to the chuppah. Kleimar, pru urvu ketanagoylam. Yom achad have a kalav gundad raboy. One day, troops of Roman army was passing by. Sheklinim inayu. And they took the chickens away from the people. Nafalai mechanu. So the people attacked the Roman army. Also Amalei Lekesus, so they went and they told the king, Mar debach Yudai, the Jews have rebelled against you. And also Layu, so he came to attack them. Why did this represent that Klal Yisrael were rebelling against them? So Farshim say that what the Roman soldiers were telling their king, why is Klal Yisrael making such a big issue out of this chicken, out of these chickens? It must be because these chickens, as we explained earlier, represent the multiplication of Klal Yisrael. And they were saying they want to multiply in order that they should be able to overtake us. They want to rebel against us. Habu Haudroma. Amongst the Jews, there was this person from the south that have a kofetz mila that could jump a mill, the kotlebuhu, and kill the Roman soldiers. Shakle kesel atage v'oisve ara. So the king took his crown and put it on the earth, on the ground. Omer rabbanu dalam kulam, and he stabbed him to Hashem. Inichalach, if it's to your will, like timshalahu gavra l'day l'machusei b'yadada agavra. Don't let me fall into the hands of that one individual. It's terribly embarrassing that such a large, that my entire empire should fall into the hands of one person. Why did he put his crown down? What he was saying was, he was showing that he completely is accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He's not king. He's a regular person. Or he was saying that if I have to be punished, let me be punished with the fact that I'm taking my crown and putting it on and sitting on the floor. I should not have any worse punishment. Says the Gemara, Achshle Pumel Badroima Vomar. So the Badroima said something inappropriate. He said, Aloyit Atol Akim Zanachtanu, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu forsaken us, you no longer go out and battle with us. And as the Ben Yoyod explains, obviously, this Badroima was thinking this way all along. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that he should express and articulate his inappropriate thoughts, and then he got punished, as we'll learn in a moment. Asked the Gemara, this is a pasuk in Tehillim. David nami amahachi. We find that David HaMelech says the same words. Why are we angry at the Badroima for saying it? So the Gemara, David at mui kamet ma. When David said he meant to ask a question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have you forsaken us? He didn't say it as a question, he rather said it as a statement. Says the Gemara, all the Beis HaKisei. So the Badroima went into the lavatory. Also, Droitna, Shamte Lekakishe, Venach Navshe. A snake came and bit him, and he died. So the king said, since such a tremendous miracle happened to me, I will let the Jews go this time. So he left and went back home. And the Jews danced, sang, ate and drank. And they lit that many candles. You could see the design in a ring from that light a mile away. Klai Yisrael is rejoicing at my downfall. And Hada Asalai came back to attack them. And as the Farshim say, the complaint on Klai Yisrael was that instead of taking this as an opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Gevaldige Nisim, they just drank and partied. Amar of Asi, Tlasme Elv Shalifi Saifa Island Tormalka, 300,000 soldiers attacked Tormalka. The Kotlubu Tlosa Yom Tlosa Laisa, and they attacked them for 3 days and three nights. Or the Hach Gisa Hulula Vehigmi, and one side of the city wasn't aware of what was happening on the other side of the city. So one side of the city was still partying, Vilahaviyada Hani Bahani, as the other side of the city was being massacred. The Pasuk says, Bila Hashem v'leichama os kol nois Yaakov kios rovin amar av yoichan elu shishim ayores shahoyu loy liyane hamelech bahar hamelech. Yane hamelech had 600,000 towns on har hamelech. Domer v'hu domer v'asi shishim ribu ayores hoyu loy liyane hamelech bahar hamelech. He had 600,000 cities on that mountain. The kol achas v'achas hoyu bak yoyitz Mitzrayim, each city had in it the population of 600,000 people. Chutz, like the Yoytz Mitzrayim. Chutz Mishol Shoyi Ben Keflaim Ki Yoytz Mitzrayim. Except for three cities that had double the amount of that people. Eilein, which were those three cities? Kfabish, Kfashechlaya, and Kfadechraya. Kfabish, why is it called Kfabish? The Lo Yahav Beis Lushpiza. They never invited guests. So Pash Pshat is, as the Gemara said, it's called Kfabish because they didn't do the Mitzvah Chnosos Orchim. But then I saw, the Ben Yoyod explains, that why didn't they do the Mitzvah Chnosos Archim? He said, because there were so many people that lived in that city, they were always concerned that the cost of food should not go up. As it is, they needed a lot of food because of the huge population. So they were careful not to invite people to the city, not to have more needs for food that would drive up the cost of food. The Gra says a different pshat. The Gra says that of course they participated in the Mitzvah Echnosos Archim. But the way they participated in the Mitzvah Echnosos Archim was by having a fund for Echnosos Archim. But he says that is not the real Mitzvah Echnosos Archim. The real Mitzvah Echnosos Archim is to be fulfilled by somebody inviting the guest to your home. And that's why they're called Kfar Bish, because they didn't personally get involved in inviting guests home to do the Mitzvah Chnasas Archim. Kfar Shechlayim, Shai Pras Nasosim Shechlayim. They would sell Shechlayim. Kfar Dechrayu, Amram Yoichran, Shai Nasosim, Yoldus Zucharim Tchila. The wives would have boys before girls. The Yoldus Nakevus Bachroina Paiskas, and then they would stop having children. So Pashup Shad is because you're not supposed to stop having children. But other pshat is, why can we have a complaint to them if they have boys before girls? We don't control that. So Mefarshim explained, based on what it says in the Shav Shmaitza. The Gemara says, Bas Tchilo Simen Yofen Lebonim. So he says, Ben represents Torah. Bina. Bas represents Yira. It says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Shirosoi Kaidemes L'Chachmasoi. Yirah Shemayim has to precede, has to be the foundation of all of our learning. They had Ben Tchila, they learned, but they didn't have the Bas first. They didn't have the Yirah Shemayim first, and that's why there was a complaint against their city. Am Ula, L'di Chazalehu Asra. So Ula says, I saw this place Har Melech, but Fila Shitten Rips and Kani. It can't even hold 600,000 reeds. How could you say it had all of these cities and people? It must be that you're lying. This is an impossibility. Eretz Yisrael compared to a deer. Ein Eir Machzik B'Soroi. If someone would skin a deer and then try to put the skin back on the deer, it would not fit. Af Eretz Yisrael, B'Zman She'yoshim L'Ela Revocha, when people are in Eretz Yisrael, it expands. B'Zman She'en Yoshim L'Ela Gamdob, it contracts. And there's a very interesting vort from the Imri Emes. The Imri Emes says, we find a very interesting phenomena regarding the climate of Eretz Yisrael. He says, you could have cities in Eretz Yisrael that are very close one to the other, yet have very, very different climates. Tveri and Tzfas he uses as an example. Tveri is very hot, and Tzfas is cold. So you don't find that two cities that should be so close to each other, two cities should be close, so close to each other, should have such very different climates. So because originally Eretz Yisrael was much bigger, and what happened was that after Eretz Yisrael contracted, so everything got closer. Originally, he says, as our Gemara teaches us, Tzfas and Tveria were much closer to each other, and because they were so much closer to each other, they were able to have, they were much further from each other, I'm sorry, and that's why they had different climates, like cities that are far from each other. And this is the basis for what the Panim Yofes explains is Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Asa to Asa is called Zara, as Asa to Asa, to give Maisa, Ki Yerchet Mcha Mokum. And then the Pasuk says about places being far from each other. What Pshat? Pshat is, if Asa to Asa, if we will act properly, learn Torah and do the mitzvahs, then Ki Yerchet Mcha Mokum, Eretz Yisrael will expand and places will be far from each other. Says the Gemara, Rav Yumi v'Chilkiya v'Chilkiya b'Tuvia Rav Huna b'Chiya Haviyas v'Gavei Adadi. They were all sitting together. Amri Yikid Shmile Milsim Mikvas Skanya Shmitzrayim Leima. If anyone heard something about the city, they should say. Says the Gemara, Pasuk Chad Minayi v'Omer. One of them said the following: Ma'isav Oros v'Rusasu Shnishbul Ben Oyv D'Kachavim. There was a situation where a couple who were a Rusim were captured, the Sim Zelaza, and the captors wed them. Amalu v'bakash mcha, al tigavish ein liksub mcha. So the wife said to her husband, please let's not have any relations, because I don't have a ksuba. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though we learned the Masechta Ksubas, that a ksuba is a tnai bezdin, that every wife is always automatically entitled to, even if the ksuba is not written, that's only in a place where there is no custom to write a ksuba. Here there was a custom that the ksuba should be written. Furthermore, in such a place where the ksuba is written, you can't even rely on the husband setting aside certain assets for the ksuba payment. Or, some mafarshim say, that even if that would be halachically acceptable, since he was here at Eved, and the rule is Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, it automatically becomes his owner's, so he didn't have any of his own assets that he could designate to be used for his ksuba obligation. Says the Gemara, V'lo Nagba Hem. So he never had any relationship with her their entire life together. Ukshemes, when he passed away, Armlahin, she said regarding him, Siptulazeh, when you say a eulogy on him, say, Shepitpit b'yotzra yosem yosef. He was even greater in overcoming his yitzahara more than Yosef. Dila b'yotzra lo'yavel al-chad shata. By Yosef it happened only once that he had the story with Eshes Paf. He had to overcome his Yetzar every day. Yosef, they didn't sleep in one bed. Yosef wasn't his wife. He was his wife. And even though, as the Mefarshim explained, there was a difference here, she was encouraging him not to do the Aveira. Eshes Petifar was encouraging him to do the Aveira, still, they have these other things that make his test a bigger test. Pasach Idav Amma. Ma'is v'amda amboa midyas bedina. There was a situation where 40 midyas of food, of grain used to cost a dinar. Nechzer Hashem Majachas. And then it went down. There was an inflation. that in that city there was a father and a son that had relations with a woman on Yom Kippur. They were brought to Bezdin and killed. And the Mefarshim explained, what does this represent? That this was the only Aveira that could be found in the city. This was a city, as the Mefarshim homiletically explained, there were 40 mudjas. They kept the Torah, which was given in 40 days. There was only this one incident of an Aveira, and as soon as that was taken care of, everything was back to normal. Pasach Yidva Amar. There was a situation where somebody wanted to divorce his wife. But she had a very large ksuba that he couldn't afford to pay. He invited his friends. Came to eat and drink. They became intoxicated. Put them on the same bed with his wife. Then he brought the white of an egg and put it on the bed. As if the white of the egg was semen, his wife had, he was accusing her of having had an adulterous relationship. White of an egg contracts when it's exposed to heat. The Shikva Zara Doichminar on Shikva Zara expands, it melts. And they examined this and they found that he had just tried to cause her trouble for no reason. Bezdin has the authority to give him Malkus, and they collected Haksuba from him on because he acted this way against her. So again, the Mefarshim explained how do we see that they were good people? So Mefarshim explained, either because even if they laid in the same bed as the woman, they still did not expel Shikra Zera, or could this is the only Aveira that could be found with this city, everything else they acted always appropriately. If they were such great people, why were they punished? Because they did not mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim. Bet was destroyed because Saka the Rispik. Says the Gemara, Davenigi. Their custom was, Kihava Mialad Yunuka, when a child was born, Shasili Arza, they would plant a cedar tree. Yunuka, and when a girl was born, Shakli Trunusa, they would plant a pine tree. And as the Mefarshim explained, Erez represents Torah. Arze Halvonon, Adire HaTorah. So when a boy was born, they planted an Erez. Davening, that this boy should grow up to be great in Torah. A Turanisa is the Atzei Shittim, which we know the Mishkan was built from. And they were davening that this girl should one day raise a Bayis Nemon be Yisrael. V'kav Mintzabi, when the boy and girl would get married, Kaitzelhu Vav de Gadana, they would cut down the tree and make the chuppah out of this wood. The Paiskim discussed from here, we seem to see that even though there's an Isser to cut down a tree, perhaps these trees that don't bear fruits may be cut down, or they didn't cut down the entire tree, they only cut down branches. One day, the daughter of the Kesa was passing by, and the side of a carriage broke, so the attendants cut down these trees to fix the carriage. Also, Nafilai Mukhno, the Jews attacked them. Also, Amal Yehuda, Marda Ba Yehudai, the Jews are rebelling against you. Also, Lavai. Says the Gemara, in describing the destruction of Beitar, God the Bechari Af Kokarin Yisrael, Omrab Zera, Omravu, Omrab Yochran, Elushmaina, Elef Karne Mechama, Shenichnus Lakaf, Beitar Bishar Shalachtua. 80,000 leaders, division leaders, entered the city of Beitar when it was captured. For Hargba Noshiva, Noshimataf, men, women, and children were killed. Achaholch Daman, for Nafaliyama Godel, until the blood of these victims fell into the sea. Shemataiva, Krivaisa, maybe you'll suggest that it was nearby. Says the Gemara, Ruchaikaisa Mill, it was in fact a mill away. Tanya Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer, Shnei Necholim Yesh B'Bikas Yudayim, the two rivers in Bikas Yudayim, Echem Moshech Eilech V'Echem Moshech Eilech, they each go in different directions. V'Shir Chachamim, then Chazal identified so much blood was spilled when Beit HaAvot was destroyed. Shnei Chalakim Mayim V'Echem Dam, it was two parts water and one part blood from all of the victims of this massacre. The Goyim were able to fertilize and harvest their vineyards. They didn't need any other fertilizer. The blood of these victims served as the fertilizer. One in Anshushlaim told me, this place alone, Nevuzer Adin killed 2,110,000 people. Over Yerushalayim, Harag Tishim V'Arba'a Rubim Elav V'Nechas. In Yerushalayim, he killed 940,000 people on one stone. Atcha Holech Dama V'Nogim V'Dama Shal Zechariah. Until his blood flowed and touched the blood of Zechariah. L'Kayim HaShenemar V'Damim V'Damim Nogu. Says the Gemara what happened. Ashkech El'Damid Zechariah D'Kavim Marasuch V'Solik. And Nevuzer Adin found Zechariah's blood, which was boiling and bubbling, because Zechariah was the Navi in the time of Hosea, who was trying to give Musar to Klal Yisrael, and instead of accepting his Musar, they killed him. Amar Mayhai, so he saw boiling blood, the blood of Zechariah, Nevuzer Adin saw. Amlei, and Nevuzer Adin asked, what is this blood? Amlei, Dams Vachem Dishtapach, it's the blood of Karbonis. So he brought the blood of various karbanos, and he saw that it wasn't similar to the blood of to this blood. Farshim asked, we know that when they wanted to tell Yaakov Avinu that Yosef was dead, they brought Dam Izim. So we see that Dam Izim, the blood of a goat, is similar to the blood of a human. So I saw a number of truths. One tarot says the Menashemayim they caused that it shouldn't look the same. Another tarot says it makes a difference. If I have human blood next to animal blood, those two bloods, we could tell the difference. There, they weren't putting two bloods next to each other. Another tarot is as the Gemara says, here it wasn't just blood, it was boiling blood. Boiling blood does not look like regular animal blood. Amluhu, imatali mutav. If you tell me what this is all about, fine. I'll tear your flesh with iron combs. What should we tell you? We had a Navi amongst us who would give us Musar. We got up and killed him. And there are many years that his blood doesn't rest. I will appease him. Isis Sanhedrin Gedoyah V'Sanhedrin Ketani brought the Sanhedrin and he killed them. V'loinach, and his blood did still not rest. Bachurim b'solim, kotalei v'loinach, young boys and girls, and his blood doesn't get appeased. Aisa t'noki shabes rabim, yeshiva children, kotalei v'loinach, and still not resting. Omlei, Zechariah, Zechariah, toivim shabem nivaritim, I have already killed the best of Klal Yisrael. Nichalach davidna l'kula, do you want me to destroy all of Klal Yisrael? K'ram l'hoch yinach, when he said this, the blood rested. But he shot the hero tshuva v'date. At that point, Nevuzer Adin thought of tshuva. Omar, im al nefesh achas kach. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so concerned and so upset about one person who was killed, Hahu gavra, I, that have caught the kohan in Yishmosa, that have killed so many people, achas kama kama, do I not have so much to worry about? Orach, he ran away. Ozel shodar shtar pertes of Ebeise, and he sent instructions to his house, what should be done with all of his money. The guy, he became a ger. Tana, nam and ger toshev hayu. Number pshat, what a ger toshev is. One pshat is that he accepts upon himself the zayin mitzvahs, pnei noyach. Another pshat is that he accepts upon himself not to be oivet avod zara. Another pshat is that he really accepts all mitzvahs except macholos asuris. Nevuzer Adon, ger tzadik hayu. Nei bonav shal haman, limdu torah b'nei Barak. Haman's descendants learned Torah of Nebarak. Some say that it means Rabbi Kiva was a descendant of Haman. So Farshim asks that it says that we're not supposed to take Gerim from Amalek. So how could Haman's descendants have been accepted? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that the Bavli actually argues, it's a Yerushalmi, the Bavli argues. Another pshat is that we're not allowed to take them knowingly that they are Gerim. But if they came and didn't represent themselves as Gerim, and then they were accepted, their Gerus is valid. Another pshat is that they're allowed to be accepted as Gerim. We're just not allowed to intermarry with them. Another pshat is, in the time of war, the Chazon Ish says, we're not supposed to take them as Gerim, but not in a other time. And yet another pshat is that they were descendants of Amalek, but not from their father's side, which establishes the Yichus, but from their mother's side. Continues the Gemara, Nebanav Shal Sisra Limda Tanoikas Purushalayim, Nebanav Shal Sancherev Limda Torah Berabim. The descendants of Sancherev taught Torah in public. Man Inon, who were they? Shmai Vavtalim. So Farshim asks, we're not supposed to accept Gerim in positions of leadership in Klal Yisrael. So how did they get this position? So one pshat is, they weren't the Gerim themselves, they were just descendants. Another pshat is, that if there's no one greater than them, then they, we are allowed to accept them as the leaders. Ramosha says, in the Gris Moshe, that to go and officially appoint them, elect them, such people should not be appointed and elected. But if these people are such great people that on their own they are clearly understood to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and that's how they obtain that those position of leadership, that is acceptable. Says the Gemara, Hanadiksiv, the Gemara finishes discussing about Zechariah's blood. I put the blood, it was not covered. Hakol kol Yaakov v'yadayim day Esav. Says the Gemara, Hakol z'akdenis kaiser. It refers to Akdenis kaiser. Sharag v'alexander shal Mitzrayim, shishim ribu al shishim reboim. Twice 600,000 people, keflaim ki yoyitz Mitzrayim. That's the day Esav. Kol Yaakov z'espenis kaiser. The Jews cried by Hispanis Kaiser. Shahar b'krach beter, arba meis ruba, 4 million people. V'amal ha'abos ha'abos ha'abim, 40 million people. V'idayim v'de'esu z'umalchus ha'rosha, z'umalchus ha'rosha, the terrible king, governments, shechrivas b'teinu, v'sarfas ha'chaleinu, v'glison meratzeinu. Davach ha'kol kol Yaakov, ein lecha tfila shema'elas, tefillah can never be powerful. She'ain by Mizarus Yaakov. If not included in that tefillah is the tefillahs of Yaakov's descendants. For Yadayim de Esav, ein lecha mechamash netzaches. All the wars that prevail against us, she'ain by Mizarus Esav, include the Zara of Esav. V'ane de Rilaza, b'shoit loshin techavei. You should hide. B'chichuri loshin techavei. You should hide from loshin hara, because we see what happens because of loshin hara. Amr Yudam Rav Maidik Siv Al Naharois Bovel Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bechinu Bezechrenu Atzion Melamet Sha'ar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed David HaMelech Churban Bayis Rishon VeChurban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Rishon Shonemar Al Naharois Bovel Shom Yoshavnu Bechinu. They sat by the banks of Bovel as they were leaving Eretz Yisrael after the Churban Bayis Rishon. Veshen Ediksiv Zuchah Hashem Uvnei Edoim as Yom Yerushalayim Ha'omer Oro Ara Yisoid by the Romans, the descendants of Edoim completely uprooted the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmul V'Tamer of Ami V'Amalei B'mas Nisan Tani Ma'is V'dal Meis Shilodim V'Yilodish Nishbul Kolon. 400 boys and girls were taken into captivity to act inappropriately. And they understood what was happening here. If we drown on a boil chayim haba, darsh lemagolus behem. Omar Hashem mibashin oshiv oshim tzulus yom mibashin oshiv mibain shnei aryeh from the teeth of the lion oshiv tzulus yom elan shetayim b'yam. By drowning ourselves, we could save ourselves from this terrible fate. Kivin shesham yiladus kach. So when the girls heard this, they jumped into the sea. So the boys made the following kavachayma. Mahalolu. Now if these girls who act this way, this is the way that they act, have relations. Onush enda kenu l'chach. We certainly alachas kama v'kama. Af hein kavtzul teich hayom, v'lein ha-kosuf oimer, kelecha ragnu kol ha-yoyim, nachshavnu ketzoyim tifchem. And the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, already discuss, based on this Gemara, that one who feels that if he will be tortured or be physically forced to do avera may commit suicide. Others disagree that only if there's a concern that they will cause others to do averas may suicide be committed, otherwise it may not be committed. Rav Yehuda Amar Zu'isha Shev Vener. We're referring to a woman and her seven sons. Asa Kamal Kame the Kaiser. They brought the first one in front of the Kaiser, Amalei, Plach Lavoyz Kechavim. Worship the Avoyz Zoro. Kosev the Torah. So Amalei, so the child responded, the son responded, says in the Torah, Anoich Hashem Lekecha. Hafkuva Ketlu. They took him out and killed him. Vasyu Le'idach Lekame the Kaiser. They brought the other one to him, and Amalei, Plach Lavoyz Kechavim. Worship of Avodah Zarah. Amalek Sibatar Layilacha Lahim Acherim Alponai. So Mefarshim explained why did each one quote a different pasuk. So one pshat is because each one of these episodes happened on a different day, and then every day of the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness was manifested in a different way, which they were explaining as they were being murdered. Another pshat is they want, each one wanted to show they were not just imitating each other. Rather, we each have come on our own to understand that we must only worship Hashem and no one else. Asyul idach amalei plach lavaris kechavim. Amul ksubatar zoivach lalakim yachrom. Afkuva ketlua. Asyul idach amalei plach lavaris kechavim. Amul ksubatar lesashachva lael achar. Afkuva ketlua. Asyul idach amalei plach lavaris kechavim. Amul ksubatar shma yisrael Hashem alken Hashem echad. Afkuva ketlua. Asyul idach amalei, and they told him, there is no one else. Afkuva ketlua. Asyul idach amalei plach lavaris kechavim. Amalem ksubatayr es Hashem hamarta hayoyim v'Hashem hamercha hayoyim. Kfar nishba'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have sworn HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ein onu mavir ma'aseh be'el acher, that we won't choose any other god, chas v'shalom. V'kaf hu nishbar she'af einu mava yisona be'amelcheres, that he won't choose a different nation. So Farshim asks, why does it have to mention that he won't choose another nation? The point is that we won't pick another god. So say to Farshim, what he meant to say is that if two people swear to each other when they had benefited from each other, such a shvur cannot be annulled. So we have already benefited from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we cannot have our shvur annulled. Amal HaKaisa, Ishdali Gushpanka, I'll throw down my ring, the Gachim V'Shakla, and you bend down and pick it up. Ke'echa Delimri Kavala Hormon of Malka. At least do that much. I don't want to kill all of you. Amal Hei, Chaval HaKaisa. Doesn't make a difference. You're just worried about your honor. We certainly have to be concerned about the cover of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they took him out to be killed. Give me opportunity to kiss him. Go up to Avraham Avinu and say, you gave up one akedah, Yitzchak. She also went up and died. Mefarshim explained that she didn't intend to commit suicide, just she became deranged, and that's how she fell off the roof. Others say that he was going to force her also to be Oved Avodah Zarah, which she wasn't willing to do, and that's why she committed suicide. Meshuben Levi Omer, Zumila Shenetim B'Shemina. Ragnu Kol HaYoyim, it's referring to Mila. So Mefarshim asks, nobody dies by Mila, Baruch Shem. So why is it considered Karecha Halagnu Kol HaYoyim? So Mefarshim answer that the point is, what is the reason that we do a bris Mila on a child? Because we want to teach the child the importance of being prepared to be Maisa Nefesh for Avodas Hashem. Kalecha Ragnu Kol HaYoyim. Where do we become accustomed to be Maisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By the act of Mila. Another pshat is that once a Jew is gemalit, he's different than everyone else, and he's treated and persecuted differently. Lechta Ragnu Kol HaYoyim.
Rishim Elokishomer El Tamid Chachamim Shemar Hilchas Shkita Ba'atzmam. They show Hilchas Shmita on himself. The Amar Rava Kameli Lechsi Inish Benefshi. A person could demonstrate anything on himself Ba'am Shkita V'Davar Acher except for Shlita and Tzaras. Mepharshim saying not only should one not show as if take a chalif and a knife and show as if he's cutting his throat, but he shouldn't even show it with his hand. And in general, the Chassam Sofer says one has to be concerned with all these things. That's why the Chassam Sofer, before he learned Masechta Maid Katan, or before he learned Masechta Chulin, would fast. Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Eilat Tamid Chacham Shemisim Atzmal Devar Torah, Kershim Melokish, Damar Hashem Melokish, Ein Devar Torah Miskaimim, El Mi Shemaimis Atzmalayim. Torah, one cannot be successful in learning unless he's ready to give up his life for Torah. Shnei Mezois Torahs Adam Kiyomis Boil. So Pashup Pshat is that the person has to be ready to give up all of his worldly desires in order to learn. Another pshat is ain't the return scam el b'misha meimus as atzmai. He has to take away the atzmai. He has to take away his ego in order to learn. Another pshat is ain't the return scam el b'misha meimus atzmai. It's referring to someone the way he raises his children. If we want to have success with our children, we have to teach them that for Torah one has to be maisa nefesh. And we'll end with a famous story from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says there was once a person who was a successful businessman, and every day he would spend most of his time in his business. One day he was getting older and he started thinking, this is going to be what's going to happen when I come to the Olam Emes, and they're going to say, you spent your entire life just working. What did you learn? What else did you do? So he decided, after davening, he's not going to rush, come to davening late, leave davening early. He's going to sit down after davening and learn. His wife is in the store, in the business, and she doesn't know, where is my husband? This happens one day, 2 days. She says, I have to go investigate what is happening with my husband, why he's hardly coming to business. And she comes to the shul, and she sees he's sitting and learning. So she runs over to him, and she says, what is this all about? We have a store full of customers. The business is very busy. Why are you learning? He says, listen, I thought it through, and I have to do something for my neshama. I have to learn. I have to daven properly. She said, but the store, the business. She says, and what would be if I died? If I left the world, then you couldn't come and say to me that the store, the business, I'm not here. That's the way you should look at the time that I'm learning. Ein divrei Torah miskaimin. A person wants to succeed in learning. A person wants to have a seder every day to learn. But there are always all sorts of distractions preventing us from learning. How should we be able to overcome? Our attitude is that we're dead. Everything else dies when it comes to learn. That's how we should devote ourselves to learning and do davening mitzvahs, and we will then be the people that divrei Torah miskaimin al yodeinu.